I've seen. It's about 1 in 216, which is a lot if you consider that 15% of the US population is on these. But it's not super common. But for some people, their sexual functioning does not return afterwards. And on top of that, they develop a toxicity where they start to have intense dissociation and brain fog. And the way they describe the emotional sort of blunting and dissociation is like, if I were to hug my kid or like my partner, I don't feel any warmth or connection. If I were to hear my favorite song from my childhood that used to give me prickles down the back of my neck, like that's gone. It's like music doesn't sound right. They almost feel like lobotomized and like disconnected emotionally from the world. And so they have sexual dysfunction. They feel lobotomized. And for many people, this doesn't go away. You know, I was kind of optimistic when I said protracted withdrawal does seem to heal within 18 months to 2 years. I'm not seeing that with PSSD. I've seen some people get better, but I also know a lot of people who have had this for 5, 6, 7, 8 years longer. There's reports of people who have had this for 20 years.